If we have Bible, let's turn to the Bible, Old Testament, Job chapter 1, 1 to 5. Job chapter 1, 1 to 5. If you have a Bible, if not, we can share with each other. Let's honor the words of God. Let's stand up and read it all together in unison. And read it slowly and so that we can hear our voice through the words of God. Let's stand all together. Let's honor the words of God. Job, Old Testament, chapter 1, 1 to 5. Okay, let's read it together. Okay. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, one who fears God and turns away from evil. There were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He possessed 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 female donkeys, and very many servants, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. His sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day. And they would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And when the days of the feast had run their course, Job would send and consecrate them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the numbers of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did continually. Thank you. Please be seated. We know that every year we celebrate Mother's Day during the month of May. Then there is some special symbol. We celebrate and then we give it to mother. Officially, there is a flower. It's very important to symbolize that we appreciate our mom. What flower is it during a Mother's Day? Mother's Day, we gave what? Carnation, right? Is anybody knows Father's Day? Is there any official flowers for Father's Day? Is there anybody knows? No? What does it mean? That means father is not important. That means fathers are less important than mom? No. Actually, Father's Day has the official flower for Father's Day, you know? What flower is it? Nobody knows? It's a red rose. Red rose actually is a flower for Father's Day. You know why? You know, back to 1909, there was a girl, there was a daughter, named Sonona. Sonona's smart daughter. Then her mom passed away early, and he was raised by the father. And he feel like his father is precious to him, to her. And raised up with courageous and with love and caring and guide her throughout his childhood and adults. He is the hero and he is the person that he admired. Therefore, 1909, one time during the summertime, then while he listened to one of the preachers preach a Mother's Day sermon during the Mother's Day, then he started realize something inspired her, that she needs to do something for his father, for her father. The next year, during the time, he knows that her father was born on in the month of June, and therefore, then she start to celebrate the first Father's Day for her dad, at Washington, the Sonoma, the spoken, the area, I mean the city, and celebrated the very first Mother's Day, and the very first Father's Day is for his father to appreciate he is the hero, then he's the one in her eyes that looks like, and also encourages her to be a model of a courage, a selfless, and also with a full of mercy and love. And that very moment, back to 1910, the very first Father's Day, then she gave her father the red rose to appreciate the love, the caring, the protections, and all this embraced in Julia, her life, and guide her through to grow up to be an adult. That is something that appreciate from Sonora, this little girl, and grow up to be an adult, to appreciate her father. When we think about Rose, what do you think? Rose represents what? Love, especially those who are in dating. When somebody gave you rose, what does it mean? Eh? Romantic love, right? So, usually people give rose during what time? Valentine. But don't forget our father. Father, he seems like he's a macho man. He's a strong from outward. But don't forget. Father sometimes is like tofu. He really is weak. Sometimes it's, we have a love of weaknesses too. Sometimes we have a love of a pressure and a challenge in our life. Outwardly we look strong. A lot of time tears not just burst out, but a tear is burst into. Ayo, that is something fathers looks like, right? That's the way. Yeah. Ayo. Sometimes a lot of sweat. Sometimes I'm not sure if there's any blood come up or not. But still, not just moms or your lovers need rose to show your appreciation for romantics and love in their life, but fathers as well. That's why 1910, this girl showed her appreciation to his fathers with the red rose. And we know that. We thank God for many years later, you know, back to 1924, the president's Calvin Coolidge, okay, first announced the month of June on the third Sundays on the month of June would be official to be the Father's Day. Remembers this girl to show her appreciation to her father, but remember, fathers need encouragement, need a lot of support, needs a lot of prayer, need a lot of show your love, appreciation, not just mom, but we have to show them that we can be strong and to face the challenge of this world. Brother and sister, let's turn to the Bible and then see there is a one man, a strong man, a strong father in many ways, especially from the chapter 1:1-3. There is a person who lives in where? Earth, right? Okay, let's read verse 1 together one more time. There was a man in the land of, how to read? Uz. Okay. It's a Hebrew. Doesn't matter. We cannot just simply read in English. Uz. Okay. Whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, one who fears God and turns away from evil. From the word chapter 1:1-5, that is the main idea basically implanted in the verse 1. You know, usually in the books of in the Hebrew sentence, in the Hebrews, in the grammatics, kind of structure-wise, usually the word drives the sentence. But from this text, from the very first words, you can see actually a noun drives the whole phrase. You know what is the first word that in the books of Hebrew, in the sentence of Hebrew, the structure of Hebrew, that's a drive from the noun to for the phrase and the verbs to follow it. That is the one. What word is it? You know what word is it? A man. What does it mean? A man. The book Job, from the chapter 1:1-5, want to tell us this very, very important message from this prologue, the prologue, want to tell us there was a man. A man is a normal man. A normal man. What this man, the man's name who? Job. Let's look at that verse 2 first. The man were born to him, how many sons? 7 sons and 3 daughters. And total how many? 10. You know, that is a normal man. Normal man with a nice family. With boys and girls. And the nice family, that is a very beautiful family that God bless him. This is a normal man. Let's look at verse 3. This normal man has a good family with children and daughters, and he also has something special. What does this normal man has? Let's look at verse 3. He possessed what? 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, and a 500 female donkey, and many servants. That means this regular man, this normal man, has a good family and also have a good what? Wealth. That is something all of us, that is alive. That is everybody in this world. We are looking for, we hope to have a good family, right? And we hope to have a good wealth so that we can support our family, that we can grow our kids in a good way they grow up, to have all kind of things that can support them to grow healthily and also have a comfort life so that they can move on. That is something no man do. But one significant thing from the verse 1 will lay out something significant for us to learn this morning. There was a man, okay, in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, okay? And that man was what? Blameless, first. Second, upright. And one who feared God. That means this normal man, a regular man, just like all fathers here, we hope to have a good family, we hope to have a good wealth that can support, that is all fine because there are all blessings from God. We have to be give thanks and also we appreciate this is all blessing to us. But this normal man did something significantly, did something very special. This normal man really and in his life really lived up something abnormally. That is an upright, blameless, and fear God. That is something he values on top of what? On top of the normal man pursues on the family life only. And also beside the wealth that we are going to do, or the dreams, all kind of things like that. The most important is the spiritual enrichment, the spiritual build up, and the characters that to build up the spiritual environment in the house. That is the example of Job. That is something that we have to look into this morning. Why this is very important? Then we can see the third part of the verse 1. Let's read one more time. There was a man, okay, we call it a normal man, who lived in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, okay? Live something significant. Live something out very differently. I mean, he was a blameless, upright, and fear God. The last few words, let's read together, slowly. Verse 1, the last few words, what? He turns away from evil. Okay, there's no response here. The last part is very important. To sow something, there is a fact, there is a challenge, a reality. It's an evil society, it's an evil world that will attack the family and also himself in the spiritual realm that nobody knows about that. That is a challenge. Therefore, this morning, I put the title, A Man at War. In fact, all the fathers here, no matter who we are, right now we are fathers, or the fathers to be in the future, remember one thing. We have a great challenge and a tough job to do because we are facing a lot of great challenge of the world that want to conquer us and want to kill us. That is the evil part that we didn't see. We praise the Lord. The words of God are important. And show us this morning and how to stand firm and how to be a good father and the model fathers that we can learn from Job, that we can glorify God. Remember, from verse 1 to 3, a strong father in many ways. That is everybody try to look for. And everybody want to pursue. Even one day you become a father. You want to have a good family. With kids around. And kids around. Not just that. We hope that we will have prosperity. Be a successful man. That we can have wealth. That we can enjoy life. That's nothing wrong. But that is just a normal man's do. But more importantly, it's something built a spiritual entity. Spiritual something that we can protect our family and protect ourselves from the distractions and the temptation of this world. That's more important. There was a story. That is a fact. I mean, a real story. Back to 1991. You know, there was a U.S. Open at a Hazeltine National Golf Course at somewhere just outside Minneapolis. And that day is a bright and nice day during the tournament times. And really, you can see a bright sky. And suddenly, out of this kind of peaceful environment, what happened? And the bang of gray clouds gather and sweep it ahead. Just turbulence came and the skies blackened and swelling banks. And then electricity collected and lightning struck a few miles away. And suddenly, in this golf course, the big open area, the tallest tree in the forest was struck down. At that time, about 40,000 people there. Quite a number of people got hurt. So we can imagine, it's a peaceful day, it's a beautiful day. Suddenly something happened right away. There is something happened to Job too. Job, not just he himself, you can see from the verse 4 to 5, there is something he knew and something he did regularly in his family. When we look at the number 4, verse 4 and 5, you see, his sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day. And they would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. Right? That means what? He has 7 sons and 3 daughters. Add up to be what? 10 kids, right? And they used to go and hold a feast. That means what? They used to go party. I'm not sure, is it a birthday party or anything like that? Now it's a World Cup. Is anybody watch the soccer? Yeah, I like to watch. I play soccer, but recently I have no time at all. Not even one time I have a kid sit down. But that is party time. But the party time that make Job afraid. You know why? Okay, there's something from the verse 5 and say that, and when the days of the feast have ran their course, Job will send and consecrate them. And he will rise early in the morning and burn off a burnt offering according to the numbers of them all. How many times he did regularly for his children? He has how many kids? 10. That means he has to do and pray for them every single one, 10 sacrifice burnt offerings. You know, what does it mean? It means something very important. The challenge of this world, even among in the house, that he values something, the most important is not his wealth. It's not something that he began to build up a nice environment and comfort of his family. The most important, he wants to build the altar of worship, the altar of God, the spiritual altar in his home, that he can pray for his family. And he can pray for his kids. And he can hold the values that the relationship with God, that will come, always come close together. That is something, the most important thing as a father that Job saw us. You know, nowadays, you can go everywhere to find a lot of resources. And a lot of seminars you can go, you can attend. They will show you and they give you some guides to be a good father. And what are the most morals and what are the role models of to be a good father. Usually, there are five P, you know why? 5P. And there are two professors from the University of Florida, the Garrett Evans and also the Kat Forgetti, the two experts, especially in the parenting side. Then they show us the 5 P's, that those are very important elements to be a good and be a good example and be a good role models of a father. You know, the first one is a participator. It's a problem solver. Every good father had to be a what? To be a good problem solver. You know, just happened. You know, every time when our toilet bowl got clogged, the kids usually scream and shout. Not shout to shout, Mom, come to help, come to fix. Usually, they ask who? Dad! The toilet one is clogged. Just come down. Even the kids have faced some problem. You know the bugs come in? Just a tiny bugs and come to the room. They shout! Wow! They're not shouting, Mom. They shout, Dad, come to fix the problem! I say the bugs is even smaller than you. Yeah, the bugs scare you more than you scare bugs. But all things, they want a father models to come to fix things. When your car broke down, are you going to find your mom to get help? No, dad. So, the first one, the problem solver, is very important for the roles of a. And the second one, the playmate. The experts told us that the playmates are very important. The second P, the playmate. The fathers, those, have been a playmate to kids and help them to grow up physically, mentally, and also spiritually, in all things, that the parameters were important. And the third thing is the principal's guide. Principal's guide. So that is a rules at home, discipline. That is the three P's, the third P's, that help a father to be a good model, example to the family. And the fourth is a provider. Fathers work hard, really. Fathers usually have to work hard, long hour, so that they can bring income home, and so to raise the kids, and the kids can go and learn a lot of things, and provide all the needs. I think that is necessary to have as a role of father, to be a provider. And the fifth is what? The protector, right? Father has to protect the home, protect each one. And the kids, when kids get sick, and the father has to take care of the family. That is the 5 P's. The 5 elements that a father has to be. Has to be a good father. But on top of it, when we read the Bible this morning, from the life of Job, we found out that there's one P is more important. It's the foundation of this 5P. Job is a priest at home. This is important. The spiritual altar. You have to be a role model. To build out a good family, you protect your family, you provide your family, and you pray with your family, your kids, and you have all the spies without the last P, be a priest of God at home. That is a fundamental. This is a foundation to build up a strong household. This is the reason why. When we look at Job from the verse 4 and 5, he prayed. As a priest, he connects his family to God. As a priest, not just he connects his family to God, it's a place to worship. It's a place to pray for the kids. It's a place to bring the kids to God so that they know the view of God. That is something. From verse 5, and when the days of the feast have run their course, Job will send and consecrate them, and who rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the numbers of them all. For Job said, it may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their heart. But remember, when we look at the end of verse 5, there are four words there. Thus Job did continually. That means what? When my daughter's Eunice, she's going to college next year. You know, a lot of brothers and sisters in our church, especially the emptiness, they said, when you send your kids that day to college, you got to prepare your heart. For sure, you will cry like a baby. I think a lot of emptiness parents have told me about that. Then I told them, still 1 year to go. I don't need to wait that long. When my first little girl, Eunice, she went the first day to kindergarten, I really cried like a baby. You know, I really miss her, you know. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm afraid that she want to get used to the new environment and I didn't have friends or anything like that. As a father, you know, the heart always with the daughter at that time. And when the first day, really, after we drove her to the school and I left and with my wife, and earlier we cried because you know, I remember my old time. When I was in kindergarten, I cried for 3 months. That's why there's some dark side. That I was before our kids went to the school, I said, you go to school, you will face a lot of things, and what will happen, and you got to meet friends, and so that you can get used to the environment, and say hi to teacher, so that you can connect to each other. Oh, you know, even now I'm a father of 3 already, I have my father too. Every time I went to visit my father, my parents, they did the same to me. A Kershin asked me, Kershin, okay, my name. She said, you have to take care of yourself. And you have to make sure you have to cook a good food, healthy food to your kids so they can grow up healthily, and make sure if a winter time comes, make sure they wear more clothes. And this all kind of word is just like a parent, like taking care of a little one. Even they're old right now, right? So from what we see, as a role of father, if you want to see it, my father can't be a problem solver anymore. He's 80-something years old. And he can't be a plain man anymore because he's too old. And he can't be a principal guy anymore because I'm more advanced. My parents never have a parenting class before. And then I have a lot. I am more advanced and more knowledgeable in many things. And he cannot be a provider anymore because they didn't work anymore. I can provide by myself. Then my father cannot be a protector to me any longer because he is old right now. But one thing never stops. He is a priest of the house forever. This is very important. My parents pray for me every day. My parents watch over us spiritually every time. When we get together, they pray for us, pray for our kids. That is something, is an altar at home. We know kids are the inheritance from God. It's a precious. Therefore, as a father, we cannot let our responsibilities to be a priesthood, this kind of a role, the most important role, we pass it on to our school. We cannot pass it to the church. We cannot pass it to anybody. There is a role for each father that we can stand in our home as a priest, that we connect our family to God. That is something significantly and the most important among the five P's. Brother, sister, if we are brothers, we are father here. We pray that. We ask God's mercy and grace. We know nowadays become a father is not easy. Not easy. You know, one time, back to a few years ago, when my two kids, they're still little, I brought them to fly with me to Malaysia, back to my country, for vacation, summer vacation. At that time, my wife was still working, and there's some gap. So we said, I brought them back first, and she will follow us in 2 weeks or 3 weeks later. At that time, then the two kids, really small, and you, Chris, just a little baby at that time, 2 years old. Wow, it's challenging. And you know why? When I went back to Malaysia, a lot of people, a lot of relatives and friends look at me just like a strange people. You know why? They thought my wife left me, and they got a lot of strange thinking and look at me. How come a man take care of two kids? Cheap diaper. See, men's supposed to be going out, right? To be a macho and everything. Those kind of inner things, the kid things that's supposed to let the wife to do it. But look at it, different kind of perspective. Oh, something happened to your family. Something really, your wife didn't take responsibility. That's something. We used to say it, a lot of the kind of the old culture, kind of our old culture inherit from our previous generation. We thought that men just go up to gain wealth and to work only, and all the works that at home belong to who? To moms. No. As a father, we know the spiritual elements, everything. Nowadays, we go out and work and really hardworking. And at home, we know how to go back to the kitchen, wash the dishes, clean up everything, and change the diaper. That is a lot of challenge to fathers, right? But this is very good example that we show as a fatherhood, and that we can build a spiritual and also help the family. In turn, this is the family that God has wanted us to build an altar that we can support, and that we secure the family and also protect the family from all the harms of this world. Brother and sister, this is important. A lot of time, it's our weaknesses as a father. We didn't see the spiritual elements. We didn't see the altars at home needs to be the primary foundation to build up our home. That we send our kids to the world. That we sense the love of get a love of things and education to send it out to the world in order to teach our family, to teach our kids to grow up. That is something's wrong. That is something we need as a father to be a spiritual leaders at home. Just as a priest that we can bring our family and connect the family to God. That is a Job's job. And that is something show us we need to set up this altar at home in order to glorify God. Therefore, brother and sister, this morning, we have nothing to give to our kids. Really. Eventually, they are stronger. Stronger than us, right? Even in a love of many, many things. But one thing we can remain is the legacy that we pass on, the spiritual elements, the spiritual life, the altars at home that influence them to many generations to come. Amen? Amen. Let's pray and pray for the fathers. You know, a lot of challenge today. And also pray for one day, a macho youth, one day you will be a father that set your priority, set your focus. You want to build up the altars of praise, the altar of worship. This is the very, very first foundations in your home. Remember, let us build a home that we connect to God, a place to worship God. You know, Job protect his home, protect his house. Because of his piety, because he fear God, upright, and also is a blameless kind of characters in spirituality. There is one person will not give up to challenge him. If you look at the verse 6-7, what happened there? There is another spiritual realm that we didn't know about that. There is some person named Satan has nothing to do. And in front of God, and he wants to challenge, and God allowed him to challenge his faithful, righteous servant. You know, Satan's, the very first thing Satan's want to attack is family. But he has no way, because Job's wife protect them. Because the altar of God is already built it at his home. But for some reason we didn't see, there is another warfare that the Satans want to attack Job himself. How could he stand firm if he has no connection with God? How can he stand firm if he did not hold on who he believes this creator and this God that he belongs to? Brother and sister, help us to stand firm in this world. The challenge and the temptation of this world. Let's build the altar at home. Not just we protect our home, our family and our kids, our wealth, everything through the altars of God. But more importantly, ourselves as a priest, we connected, well-rooted in the words of God. In the relationship close to God, so that we can stand firm without wavering. We never know. One day, just like the tournament, the U.S. Open, the golf, something is a bright and peaceful day. A strike just came out of a sudden. Are you still stand firm despite all the tragedies? Can you still stand firm and protect your family? Can you still stand firm and hold on to God? Because the altars of God, the sacrifice on the altar, still burning, continue to burn. No matter where, your kids grow up, go to college, have their families by your own, still the burnings, the sacrifice, the altar of prayers continue on. And continue on. That is something we want to hold on. Amen? Amen? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. And thank you for your words. And help our Father today. As we have many challenges for many areas. We know that we are weak. We know that we need your grace and mercy. And encourage us to the life in the church, the brotherhood, that we can connect each other to build us out and help each other, support each other, that we can watch over each other to protect our home and build a strong altars of God at home so that we can watch over and protect our family and protect ourselves from all the temptations and all the challenge in this world. And guide us through, Father. You know there's a lot of brothers here, include me, need your mercy. Help us to strengthen up and always hold on you to face the daily life so that we can proclaim the victories of God and raise up our kids according to your will and raise them up so that they can be a strong fathers and mothers, a godly fathers and mothers in the future. They can be the salt and light of this world to glorify your name. In Jesus' name, our Lord, our Savior, we pray. Amen.